Merry Christmas Eve. We are so grateful to have you here. It is wonderful to celebrate Christmas with you. I just want to let you know what this morning is going to look like. Clearly, we have a family service this morning. We're excited to share that with you. Can I tell you, every year, churches and church staff struggle to find new ways to share the most incredible story of human history. And it's a simple story, but it's a complex story, and we try to find new ways to package it. And the reality is, we don't need to come up with some fancy new way to package it. Because God's story that changed the world forever doesn't need bells and whistles. I will say that Pastor Mary found the best narrative of the Christmas story that I've ever seen before. It is this Jesus Calling Story of Christmas by Sarah Young. And so today, this morning, with a little bit of help from our kiddos and our youth and our ministry students and our amazing worship team, we're going to share this story and a few little rewrites and additions from your pastor, because she can't help herself. We're going to share this story together. And so we're going to sing some, and we're going to hear from our kiddos some, and we're going to worship, and we're going to unpack the most significant story of all humanity, and we're going to celebrate Jesus. How does that sound to you? How does that sound to you? Okay. So, by the way, one of the things I like about this is it doesn't just parachute us into Bethlehem and leave us there, right? But for the call to worship, I am going to parachute us into Bethlehem. So would you stand with me? Now, throughout the services, we have different songs. You can sit, you can stand, you can do whatever you want. But for this one, we're going to sing together. And so in Luke, it says, "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" Would you worship with us?
Let us receive her here.
to be seated and join us for the greatest story that ever was. The Christmas story began long, long ago. Before the angel Gabriel told Mary she would have God's son, before the shepherds saw the angels, and before the wise men saw the star, even before the sun and the moon shone for the first time, before the first cows ever mooed or the first monkeys climbed the first trees, before Adam and Eve took their first steps in the Garden of Eden, God had a plan for Christmas. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. In him is life, and life was the light of all mankind. That light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. From the beginning of time, God's plan was Jesus.
Christ was there before anything was made, and all things continue because of him.
Jesus says, "I am the beginning and the end. I'm Jesus, God the Son. I made the heavens and the earth. Even then, long before you were born, I thought of you and I loved you."
God proclaimed the good news to Abraham long ago when he said, "All nations will be blessed through you."
"Count the stars," God told Abraham. "That's how many children will come from you and your family." When Abraham was 100 and his wife Sarah was 90, God gave them a baby boy named Isaac. This promised baby was a gift to the whole world because Abraham had Isaac and Isaac had Jacob. And Jacob had Judah. There were 14 generations to David, and there were 14 more generations to the exile. On and on the family grew, 14 more generations all the way down to Jesus.
Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Everyone who trusts me as a savior is adopted into my royal family forever."
For hundreds of years, God's prophets talked about the Savior who would come into the world to save everyone who believes in him. Isaiah said Jesus would be born to a pure young woman. Micah said the Savior would be born in Bethlehem. Hosea said that God would someday call his son out of Egypt. There are hundreds more prophecies that were all fulfilled. Everything happened just like they said it would.
"For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace."
Jesus says, "I came into the world to break through the darkness of sin and open the gates of heaven. Nothing can change this amazing plan to save everyone who trusts in me."
"The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel. This name means God is with us."
God's ways and timing are always perfect. God picked just the right time for Jesus to come to the earth, and he picked just the right parents for him. A young girl named Mary was alone one day when an angel appeared right in front of her. Can you even imagine? She couldn't believe her eyes. "Don't be afraid, Mary," said the gentle voice of God's angel Gabriel. "God is pleased with you. Soon you will have a baby boy, and his name shall be Jesus." Nothing is impossible for God. Mary trusted her Lord. "I will do whatever God wants," she told Gabriel.
Jesus says, "Remember that I am Emmanuel, God with you, and rejoice. Be happy because I have come into your world and into your life."
Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit.
Mary's fiancé, Joseph, found out she was going to have a baby before they were married. And Joseph was worried, to say the least. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. This baby is from the Holy Spirit. Name him Jesus because he will save the people from their sins. When Joseph woke up, he obeyed God and did just what the angel commanded.
Jesus says, if you could look through my eyes, seeing how everything fits together, you will see how wonderful I am came with you. This is why you must live by faith, not by sight. Trust that I'm with you and love you.
All right. And now we have worship.
Your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make us new? And this child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that this baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storms with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss this little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Oh. The blind will see and the deaf will hear. The dead will live again. The lame will leap and the dumb will speak. The praises of the Lord of all creations. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb and the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
Mary's cousin Elizabeth was pregnant just before Mary. She was very old when the angel told her husband Zechariah that they would have a son and that they were to name him John. John would tell the people why they needed a savior, and the one to save them was Jesus. When Elizabeth had her baby, everyone celebrated with her and Zechariah. Then Zechariah said, "You, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare a way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins." 30 years later, John would testify, "I am the voice of the one calling in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord." As the crowds gathered to look to John, who would come to be known as John the Baptist, he saw Jesus pointing, "Look, the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world." A grown John even sent two of his own disciples to follow a grown Jesus.
"Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me."
Jesus said, "God sent John to be a messenger who told people to repent and get ready for me. My Father in heaven sent me to save you from your sins." This is very good news.
Very good news indeed. Mary was about to have her baby. Joseph had to travel to his hometown, Bethlehem, to pay taxes. Bethlehem was so full of people that there was no room left for them. A kind innkeeper said that they could stay where he kept his animals. And that very night, Mary had her baby. God's own son was born in a stable. In the stillness of the night, he came. God's gift of Christmas, the one who would save the world. His mother wrapped him in cloths and lovingly placed him in a manger. She gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. The message of Christ is his birth. Jesus gave up all the amazing riches of heaven to become a helpless baby. Jesus says, "My birth, my life, death, and resurrection allowed everyone who believes in me to become a child of God." Thank you. On this very holy night, in nearby fields, shepherds were watching over their flocks. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord was shining all around them. "Do not be afraid," the angel said. "I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today in Bethlehem, in the city of David, the Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, Christ the Lord." And suddenly a great crowd of angels lit up the sky, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." The shepherds ran quickly to find the baby Jesus, and they told everyone about all they had seen and heard.
"This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Jesus says, "The angel's words to the shepherds were full of good news and great joy. I came into the world to be your Savior, so you can live with me forever."
Wise men from the east followed a bright and shining star about 2 years later, by the way. They visited King Herod and asked, "Where is the young child, the king of the Jews? We saw his star and we have come to worship him." King Herod was not happy. "When you find him, tell me so I can worship him too." But he was lying. The star led the wise men straight to Jesus, and they were filled with great joy. "We have come to worship your son," they told Mary. They presented their treasure chests of gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they bowed down to worship the king.
"We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Jesus says, "Christmas is the time to be joyful because it's when I came to this earth and lived in your world. Emmanuel, God is with you. I'm your greatest gift. Better than all gifts you would ever receive."
Would you worship with us? God God had warned the wise men in a dream not to return to Herod, so they found a different route for their journey home. The angel of the Lord also appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "You must escape to Egypt. Take the baby and his mother and go quickly. King Herod has devised a plan to try to kill Jesus. You must stay until I tell you to return." Joseph obeyed God immediately. That night, he took his family and he fled to Egypt for safety.
"Out of Egypt, I have called my son."
Jesus says, "Be ready to follow me wherever I lead you, even when my way seems scary. Mm-hmm. The safest place to be is close to me."
That's right. After a while, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph again and said, "Get up. You can go safely back to Israel." Joseph moved his family to a town called Nazareth in Galilee. Jesus grew up to be strong and wise. He taught people about God and his kingdom. Jesus loved people more than anyone else who has ever lived on the earth. He gave his life for us as the perfect sacrifice, paying the price for all our sins. He rose on the third day, defying death, so he could offer us eternal life. Jesus came as a baby, lived with us, died for us, so that all the bad things we do can be forgiven and we can live forever with him in heaven.
Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved.
During this season of giving and receiving presents, it's important to remember that the very best present of all is life that will last forever and ever. We thank Jesus for this wonderful gift by rejoicing and celebrating his birth at Christmas.
How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God.
This Christmas, remember that God loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to the world so he could spend forever with you. Nothing is impossible for God. His miracles are everywhere. God always keeps his promises. He loves you more than you know. God's glorious gift of Christmas is for you. And you know, tomorrow we're going to wake up and we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We're going to be thankful that God sent his son to give that gift to us. But I wonder, as people, we're so complicated. Accepting Jesus in our heart, that relationship, it's so simple. God made it simple. Easy as ABC, right? Admit that each of us are sinners. Each of us falls way short of God's perfection, Jesus' perfection. Believe that Jesus came here as our Lord and Savior, sacrificing himself for all of our sins. And then committing our heart and soul to walk in relationship with Jesus. That's that eternal peace, his gift to us. And so I just wonder if there's anyone here today, if God maybe has been knocking or speaking to you quietly, saying, "Come on, the door is right here." He doesn't force us. He invites us freely. And so if you guys would just bow your heads, we're going to pray. If today's the day that you choose to commit yourself to that eternal relationship with Jesus. Lord, thank you so much. We thank you that you sent your son, Jesus, choosing freely to go to the cross, to shed your blood for our sins. God, we give thanks that we can freely choose a relationship with you, that you will come to us and help us, God. And so if there is anyone here today that needs to renew their commitment to you or is ready to take that first step. We just pray this in your name. Well, Heavenly Father, we admit that each of us sins. We fall short every single day, not just in the past. But Lord, we believe you sent your son Jesus to hang on the cross to take our sins. And God, we commit ourselves to you today and forevermore. And we pray this in your name. Amen. TT.
Jesus said, I did it all for you because I love you more than you can imagine.
Incarnate love divine, star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
Says to you, do not fear, I will help you.
Jesus came into this world to be our Savior, yes, to save us for all eternity. But I want to encourage us to not leave Jesus just in the Savior box, because that is the greatest gift. But when we leave Jesus in the manger or on the cross, or leave ourselves at the empty tomb, We miss the power of Jesus in our everyday lives. Jesus says in John 10 that he is the good shepherd, the one who came to lay down his life for the sheep, that the sheep know his voice. He says that he calls us by name, which means that he knows our names and he's here to interact and speak with us, not just this day, not just Easter, but every single day, all throughout our days. He says that the good shepherd leads the sheep, that he goes ahead of us, that he protects us from danger. Throughout scripture, he says that he leads us to green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. He sets a table for us in front of our enemies. That means he doesn't just protect us from our enemies, but he sets us right in front of them while he sets us at a banquet table. He leads us and guides us. He says in John 15, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I call you friends. So today, even as we celebrate our Savior, you can clap. That is good news, Mama. That is good news. Today, even as we celebrate our Savior, I encourage us to also celebrate our friend who came to this earth to walk in our every day that we might have life and have it to the full. The last Jesus says message that we get today isn't just about eternal life. Not like that's not enough. That's awesome. But it's not all about there and then. Jesus also came for the here and the now. Oh, go ahead. Guthrie, go ahead. Jumping in.
I was like, okay. All right.
That's a great lead-in for a great message. Go, like, Guthrie.
And I had to keep that energy going, though. He says, I am the Lord, your God, but I also want to be your best friend, and that is worth getting excited about.
Amen.
As your friend, I'm always here to help you. Together, we can face whatever each day brings. Good times, hard times, sad times, happy times, quiet days, and adventures. I can be your best friend because I'm perfect. I always do what is best for you. Even when you don't understand what I'm doing in your life, it's important to trust me. Whenever you're feeling hurt or confused, try saying, I don't understand, Jesus, but I trust you. Remember that I'm always with you, holding you by your right hand. I've promised to guide you as long as you live, and afterward, I'll take you to heaven to live with me forever. It's all because I love you. My love for you is so great that I left heaven to come into your world on that first Christmas. It's so great that I died on the cross to save you from your sins. There is no other friend like me. In John 15:13, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends.
Would you stand and pray with us? Father God, this day we celebrate you. Jesus, we thank you for the incredible gift of Emmanuel, God with us, that you who created us in your image would take on our image, our flesh, our humanity, in order to understand us, save us, invite us in, and call us friend. We celebrate you today, and we love you. We praise you, and we worship you. For those who said yes to Jesus for the first time, or said yes to recommitting their lives to you, we celebrate that. And we, Holy Spirit, we ask that you would just encourage them, lead them to the friend that would walk beside them in this journey. God, it is with great joy that we honor you and we worship you and we celebrate the gift of life with you. In Jesus' name, And the church together said, with great joy, amen and amen and amen.